I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Talks negotiated by the United States produced a framework agreement between Israel and Lebanon's government at the end of June. However, implementation of the deal remains problematic today as Hezbollah refuses to comply and Israeli strikes continue. Some of Hezbollah's biggest supporters are also the most affected by the ongoing violence. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
"The whole nation has been dragged into a war, but the Shia Muslims are the ones who are suffering the most."
Pray for believers as they extend both help and hope to those in need, regardless of their background.
Pray that we can show the love of Jesus Christ, unconditional love, to people who have not heard of the Christian faith before.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And 3 years of war in Sudan have pushed many to the edge of survival. Often, the most vulnerable demographics are also the most at risk. John of Greater Reach Alliance says,
"Women and children, they are being specifically targeted. You look at all of the things we heard during the time of ISIS and the atrocities, and those are going on.